Legendary documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is back with another PBS series, Country Music, debuts Sunday night on WKAR-TV. Maybe you've seen the promos.
The world changed because of Hank Williams' songs.
The songs are just life. I've seen it or I've lived it. I never would tell my husband which one was.
You can dance to it, you can cry to it, you can make love to it. It has something in it for everybody.
Country Music. The statistics for the new Ken Burns film are staggering. This 8-year project has produced 16 hours of television, culled from hundreds of hours of interviews with more than 100 people. Burns explains the time frame covered by Country Music.
Well, we start in the early 20s when an entrepreneur named Ralph Peer, who had been recording what was called race records, meaning blues, meaning Bessie Smith and others, and ethnic records like, you know, Romanian and French and Japanese and Chinese records for consumption in American audiences, wondered whether there might be a market for what was called then old-time hill country music. It'll later be called hillbilly music and later country and western, and then, of course, just country. And we end, our eighth episode ends in the mid-90s, really, with the height of Garth Brooks' success and the death of Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music.
Along the way, Burns says Michigan will get some attention in country music.
We have a great concert of Charlie Pride in the Detroit area, 18,000 people, all white, who are stunned when he walks out with the color of their film, and their applause turns to murmuring silence. But then he starts singing, and it doesn't really matter what color skin he is.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
And you'll hear this number by Bobby Bear, the story of a young man longing to return to his southern roots.
As you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
The film explores the many people influenced by country music, including the Beatles and their love for artists like Hank Williams, Marty Robbins, and Gene Autry. Ray Charles famously turned to country music the first time he had creative control over an album.
He surprises his own folks by releasing modern sounds in country and western music, and the number one hit of the summer of 1962 is his I Can't Stop Loving You.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time.
Musical influences can, of course, go in any direction. Again, Ken Burns, whose prior exploration of music was his 2001 film, Jazz.
Chet Atkins' style is more influenced by Django Reinhardt than it is by country guitar players. Willie Nelson's phrasing is like nobody else in country music. It owes itself more to jazz phrasing. What we have is a music which commerce and convenience has categorized into a one thing that's always been a many thing and is interconnected with every other form of American music. The blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, soul, pop, folk, rock, and even classical music.
People who don't typically like country music sometimes begrudgingly say they admire some of the stars. Johnny Cash's name comes up a lot, and he's prominent in this film. Ken Burns says those are the kinds of people he had in mind when making this documentary.
Those people who say, well, I don't really know country music, have watched it that we brought into the editing room and then later have screened it for, and they go, I didn't realize how much I already knew. And those folks who said, oh, I don't like country music, were a puddle of tears at the end and have spent years, the last couple of years, apologizing to me. And I said, you don't know apology. I'm that way too. It took me entirely by surprise.
The new Ken Burns film Country Music debuts Sunday, September 15th at 8 p.m. on WKAR-TV. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.